My name is Fiona Maxwell, and I am the parish minister in Kay Park Parish Church, Kilmarnock. Thank you for joining here with me now and for this opportunity together to share in worship. It was lovely to hear from many of you in comments on Facebook and by email after our first service last Sunday was broadcast. Please feel free to keep in touch with us in the days and weeks to come. You're all very welcome. Listen to these words as we hear our call to worship. Back then there was the 12. Here and now there is us. Back then they followed you in flesh. Today we follow in your spirit. Back then there were but a few. Today we, numbering billions, are part of the worldwide family of God, the Church. God, Creator, Redeemer and Sustainer, we worship you now.
Scripture readings today from Matthew chapter 9 verse 35. The workers are few. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." And we read further in Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, Jesus sends out the 12. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and illness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal those who are ill, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And may God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word, and to his name be the glory and the praise. Amen.
In his book, Tokens of Trust, An Introduction to Christian Belief, former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, tells the story of a young Jewish woman named Etty Hilsum. Hilsum was in her 20s when the Germans occupied Holland. She was not a conventionally religious person, but between the years of 1941 and 1943, as she watched her world descend into a nightmare, she became deeply aware of God's hand on her life. Imprisoned in the transit camp at Westerbork, before being shipped to the gas chambers of Auschwitz, Etty wrote these words. There must be someone to live through it all and bear witness to the fact that God lived even in these times. And why should I not be that witness? Rowan Williams describes Hilsum's commitment in this way. He writes, she decided to occupy a certain place in the world, a place where others could somehow connect with God through her. I really like that idea. That idea of being a person in the world through whom others might in some way connect with God. Etty Hilsum was a witness to the unspeakable horrors of her time, and along with so many others, she has borne testimony to it all, in the hope that the world will never forget and that we will learn to live differently. We too are witnesses in our times. At the moment, we are very much witnesses of the effects of coronavirus throughout this world, throughout our community and families. Witnesses to the sadness and isolation, to disappointments and lost moments, to cancelled plans, suffering, illness and death. In the last couple of weeks, through the media, we have become witnesses to the death of an African-American man called George Floyd. We are witnesses to the after effects of that man's death, the violence, the anger, the hatred, the injustice, the weeping and wailing. In the words of Etty Hilsum, how do you and I bear witness to the fact that God lives even in these times? In the reading from Matthew's account of the life of Jesus, we heard that Jesus saw a crowd of people and had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus was a witness to their lives. He saw them as they were, harassed and helpless, just as he sees us, how we are. The original Greek verb for the word compassion literally refers to the entrails, which were regarded as the seat of human emotion, much in the same way as we would speak of the heart today. And so we might rightly paraphrase that Jesus was churned up inside when he saw the crowd. This is the same Jesus who has compassion for the brokenness of our world at this time, for the brokenness he sees in our communities and in our lives. Whether it is due to the devastating effects of coronavirus or the far-reaching effects of the virus we call racism. And into this scene of human suffering, Christ sends us as he sent the first 12. Christ, who himself walked this earth, who knew what it was to suffer. Now he calls on us to be his hands, his feet, his eyes. In the words of Teresa of Avila, Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks with compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands through which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. He sends us to bear witness to the truth that God is living in these times. We are not forsaken, but rather we are pursued by God with a love that longs to hold us, cradle us, help us and heal us. We are to bear witness to the truth of God's kingdom of justice, mercy, peace and love, which is nearer than we could imagine. Freely, we receive his love, and freely we are to give of ourselves to bear witness that God is with us here, now, and always. Thanks be to his holy name. Amen.
Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in the suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Shelter for fragile lives, cure for their ills. Work for the craftsmen, trade for their skills. Land for the dispossessed, rights for the weak. Voices to plead the cause of those who can't speak. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Refuge from cruel wars, havens from fear, cities for sanctuary, freedoms to share. Peace to the killing fields, scorched earth to green. Christ for the bitterness, his cross for the pain. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Rest for the ravaged earth, oceans and streams, plundered and poisoned, a future and dreams. Lord, end our madness, carelessness, greed. Make us content with the things that we need. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, the tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Lighten our darkness, breathe on this flame, until your justice burns brightly again. Until the nations learn of your way, seek your salvation and bring you their praise. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. God of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts, let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame.
Let us pray. God of compassion, in a world in which we sometimes struggle to understand what it might mean today to have a plentiful harvest, but know all too well what it means to have few labourers, we bring our prayers for other people and our prayers for ourselves and community of faith, endeavouring to live out our commitment as your disciples. Lord, we pray for all those who feel the weight of oppression and persecution in their lives individually and as a community. And we are very aware of the stark reminder in recent weeks of the horror of racism. Lord, have mercy on us. And for those caught up in the struggle, may they know a sense of belonging. And may we speak up to confront injustice wherever we find it. And may we have the courage to look within, to see where the darkness lurks in our own hearts, to confess and seek forgiveness. Lord, we pray for all those who are grieving a loss of someone special to them and who sense so viscerally the division and isolation that loss can bring. May they know your comforting presence, and may we open our hearts in whatever way we can to offer our love, support and care. Lord, we pray for all those who worry and know the struggle that the next months and years will be for them, with less income and greater costs, with job insecurity and fewer opportunities. May they know your steadfast companionship, and may we be generous in our solidarity. Lord, we pray for those whose labour is not recognised or appreciated, and those who feel they have been excluded from the riches and opportunities that have blessed others. May they find recognition, and may we stand with all those who feel alone, who feel isolated, who feel on the edge of society. Lord, we come to you as your children, those whom you have called by name to come and follow you. And Lord, there is so much that weighs upon our hearts and minds at this time. And so in these moments of silence, we come to bring you our own prayers, asking, Lord, that you would hear us, graciously hear us. Lord, you are near to all those who call on you. Now together, we join in the words that you, Lord Jesus, taught your first followers. And so we pray together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? We'll go where you don't go and never be the same. Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? Will you leave yourself behind if I but call your name? Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare? Should your life attract a scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen and admit to what I mean in you and you in me? Will you love the you hide if I but call your name? Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around through my sight and touch and sound in you and you in me? Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go, where your love and footsteps show, as I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
Blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and upon all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen. We're looking for your help. What we'd like is if you could send us a photograph of yourself or a family member or friend showing something that you've been doing during lockdown. It could have been when you were out on a daily walk, could be in your house or in your garden. We hope to take these photographs and put them together into a montage, which we will show as part of our online worship. So please make sure you have the permission of the person whose photograph you're sending, and indeed make sure that you're happy yourself for your photograph to be seen online. We hope that you'll get involved with this, and in a moment the screen will show where you should send your photographs to. Thank you in advance.